Yes, we're here with conductor and composer Bramwell Tovey, also pianist. Since you do embrace all of those different roles, does your activity in one inform the other? Are you a different conductor because you compose? Are you a different performer because you conduct?
I think I'm a better pianist because I conduct and compose. I think I'm a better conductor because I compose. And I sometimes wonder which it is that I think I, you know, is the best thing that I do, but I'm not always entirely sure. So I think, yes, they do inform on each other, but, you know, when I conduct my own music, I sometimes, when the music is played live, the composer looks at the score vertically and wants to make sure everything works, but the conductor looks at the score architecturally, and these are different sides of the brain, and sometimes I find myself being a bit bifurcated when I'm on the podium.
That's great. With doing all of these things, are you drawn to any particular repertoire?
I always say that whatever I've got tomorrow or today is what really what I'm really drawn to, because I don't think I can afford to, for example, come to work to conduct a Beethoven symphony wishing or preferring that I was doing Mahler that particular day. So there are certain things I'm very drawn to and certain things I'm not drawn to. I'm very drawn to popular music between really the turn of the 20th century and 1950 or 55 or so. I just find that an extraordinary era of popular music that grew very much out of the world of operetta. I love operetta. I love opera too, but those kinds of things interest me. I'm not a pops conductor. I'm not that kind of a person at all, but I do enjoy enormously the general classics. But as a music director of an orchestra these days, I've been a music director for 30 years. You have to do everything within your community. You can't just afford to drop in and do Beethoven and Mozart and leave everything else to everyone else. You have to be, I think, a part of your community. And I live in Vancouver. I love the community, and I'm thrilled to travel elsewhere and enjoy other communities. To me, that's important, whatever it happens to be.
And another passion of yours, I gather, is education.
I think it's. You know, it's an important part of what we do, and I think we as artists have obligations to help and support the wider social work that's going on in our community. I think it just makes life better for everybody. You know, music is the only language that everybody understands. Our communities now are so diverse and rich, but we don't all speak fluently the same language with each other. There are maybe 30, 40 different languages that are native in every modern city in North America, but everybody understands music. And so I think by showing children that music has this extraordinary capability to, as Shakespeare proved in his plays, music takes over where words cease to function. Schopenhauer said that, great fancy German philosopher who influenced Wagner. And because of that, I think music is the one language where, when we went with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra to China, and we performed in China. Many of the audience spoke English, but not everybody. And when we played to a room full of children, we were playing music that the children were able to grasp and understand, even though I couldn't speak to them directly. And it was a very moving experience. I think everyone who's been on tour and seen that happen knows that music is the unifying factor in our society. And that's why I think orchestras in particular, which are on every movie soundtrack, on every TV soundtrack, often in the ads that we watch between the programs, orchestras and orchestral music and orchestral instruments are everywhere. So for me, orchestras are living proof that actually with this language of music, you can forge these wonderful warm communities, because at the end of the day, orchestras are communities in themselves as well.
That's so great. Bramwell Tovey, thanks for talking to us. We look forward to the next half of the program.
It's a very great pleasure. Thank you.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.